Welcome to Free Fire Radio. The phone lines are open at 221-1402. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence on News Talk 1400 KQMS.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio here on News Talk 1400 KQMS. Calling on the bot. Phone lines here are 221-1402, June 1st. Where did the spring go to? Joined today by one of our cast of thousands, Frosty.
Good morning.
Hey, so you had to fight your way in here, you know, with all those other people that were out there in the parking lot wanting to come in here.
Yeah, that tank thing's really crazy.
That tank thing, yeah. Okay. I don't even know how that segues into my soulmate here, Linda, but hey, babe.
Well, good morning. It's been a great weekend. My brother got married, and we'll cover that on another show, what our trip to Sacramento and some of the things that happened while we were there. But we have a loaded show today. We also want to remind you that we're taking calls at 221-1402.
We've got guests today. We're going to be talking, as we said, the Transition Authority of Northern California. And we're going to be talking about that. Some of these things have come up lately, how it's affecting our community and our neighbors. But there's something else that's going to affect our community and our neighbors, and that's the city council meeting we've got going here tomorrow night. I don't know if you've heard about it. You know, there's a number of things that you've seen in the paper they're going to discuss, but one of the things they're going to discuss is 91C, and that is stopping all smoking in all facilities, all city facilities. That means not just in front of the library. That means on any city-owned facility, smoking will be banned. Now, I'm not a smoker. You know, I have an occasional cigar in my backyard. That's about it. But when you start talking about this, you're talking about taking away another individual right, another right of a person to do something.
So are you saying there's no smoking area outside a restaurant?
No. I'm saying any Redding city-owned facility, like all parks, the Aquatic Center, the Civic Auditorium, and the grounds of the city Civic Auditorium. So it's not just enough to go outside. You can't even smoke outside. You've got to go across the road and maybe down, jump in the river, and go downstream before you can smoke.
Will they bust you if you smoke in your car?
That's coming next, I'm sure. I mean, come on. Rodeo grounds, airport, fire departments, police departments, solid waste, boat launching ramps. Lake Redding Park, so how about the Sundial Bridge? What about the walkways along the river?
Do they pass out velvet handcuffs?
Well, I'm not sure what that has to do with it. But anyway, well, you know, they just took that one out. But here's what it is. Is they're going to vote on that tomorrow night at the city council. And this is big. This is big because it wasn't even brought up and for discussion, and then now they're going to vote on it. So there's two of our city council members for sure that want to ban smoking everywhere. And if they can ban it, I mean, it again, it's individual freedoms. And that's what this show about today is also. It's government coming into your backyard and telling you what you can do. We got to take a break now. Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, News Talk 1400 KQMS. Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here on News Talk 1400 KQMS. Carl on the bot. We're going to be discussing the Transmission Authority, Northern California. Our guests today are Lisa Goza, Rocky Compton, and Steve Kearns. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Okay, for our listeners today, this is a special show that's dedicated to something that if you don't know about it, you're going to want to know about it, because if it's not affecting you, it's affecting your neighbors, somebody in your family. There are four letters in what I'm about to tell you, T-A-N-C. So, good morning, guests. Good morning. Thank you for being here. How about we just break down what that means?
TANC is the Transmission Agency of Northern California, and they are 15 members, municipal companies, municipal powers, and they include Reading Electric Utility, Sacramento Municipal Utilities, and there's a total of 15 in this group. Out of those, only five of the TANC members are part of this proposal for the power lines.
Now, one of these is, though, the Reading Electric Utility, correct?
Yes.
Okay. So what is TANC doing that's got everybody so fired up?
Well, basically what they want to do is they want to build a power line coming north from the Tracy area up to the Reading area here, actually Cottonwood, and then from Cottonwood they want to go up to Round Mountain, and then from Round Mountain they want to go east out to the Ravendale area out there.
How many miles is this approximately?
It's about 680 miles.
600-mile project that affects at least 6,800 property owners.
Okay, so we're talking 650 miles of new towers.
That's correct.
New building, new crossing across property that has not been crossed before, obviously.
Yeah, their routes at this time go from Castle over the Fish Hatchery, over the observatory, down through Round Mountain and Burney, over ranches and farmland, clear cutting through those areas, down through Millville, Oak Run, Cottonwood, over ranches and orchards down there.
We have some friends that are property owners that are is it true that they've already, that there are people out on the roads right now that are already approaching property owners and trying to do right of way work?
On February, this project was put into the Federal Register on February 23rd, 2009. I received a letter wanting to buy my property, which is 70 acres, for the substation on March the 2nd of 2009. And they wanted to appraise my property and give me an offer to buy at the time.
Now, this, of course, this is based on today's property values, right?
It would be, but they would reappraise in 2 years when they started the project.
Mm-hmm.
So then they'd have to give me a final price in 2 years.
Okay, so
30 days.
Yeah, so at least that was something, you know, so you don't have to take a price where everybody's lost their home values by one half. Now, here's the big question. Why do they want to build 680 miles of new towers and new lines?
Well, they say it's a renewable energy project to access the energy that is supposedly over in East Lassen County. We did some checking with the Bureau of Land Management over there, and currently there are no power production projects in the eastern part of California. There is one proposed project by SMUD, Sacramento Municipalities District, to have a 5,000-acre wind farm out there, but that has not even gone through the EIS process with the Bureau of Land Management. So currently there is nothing out there for them to access.
So is this something, we will build the towers and the energy will come?
Basically, that's their plan. They did a study, a statewide study called the READY study, identifying renewable energy resources, and the proposed TANC project in Ravendale was listed as one of the poorest economically and environmentally feasible projects, yet they're still trying to promote it.
Okay, let's go to the phones here. Ed, good morning.
Good morning.
Are you? What's your question, Ed?
Well, question and comment. I'd just like to say hi to the folks there. I'm a property owner near Oak Run, and your first question there was why. I just want to add here, TANC just in the last couple of days updated their site and then more or less downgraded the whole renewable sales pitch. And now they're hitting it for reliability and cost. And back to why, I just got to tell you, this is about importing cheap energy to California. That's what's basically behind it. And this whole greenwash of renewable powers is kind of falling apart right now.
Well, but people can understand why we want to have cheap power here.
Yeah,
in California.
But I want to point out, I've been going to city council meetings, and you mentioned that earlier. City council never put this on the agenda. And the reason they didn't put it on, or a reason they're not putting it on the agenda now, is if you look at the original resolution that was put before the city council, where they voted to put $600,000 or more dollars into this study, it really is based on a lot of really shaky financial assumptions. And disclosure here, I wrote an article. You can see it at Stop Tank. Why Reading Electric Utility customers are at risk from this project. It's a huge amount of money with really speculative returns.
Well, my largest problem with this, I mean, I've got a number of problems with this, but the big one is that this thing was passed kind of like in secret.
And they won't reconsider, yeah.
And, well, you know, we don't know if they won't reconsider this.
Well,
not yet, because we just started.
Uh-huh.
But the thing about it is that the reasons seem to be moving around. Now, do we want cheap power in California? Yes, obviously. I don't think anybody would go against that. But let's take a look at what we're talking about. And is this just one of those, you know, those money throwing at, you know, something we throw money at has nothing to do with reality? That's what we've got to take a look at. We should have enough people to sit around and talk about this before we do something that has such a huge impact in our community.
Yeah, well, again, it's not money being thrown around. It's money being borrowed.
Well,
Reading Electric Utility still owes something like $30 million for the first tank line. And the report, the resolution a year ago was saying what a great success this has been. Well, they spent all this money, and they're obligated actually to pay more than that because they've got to bail out other utilities if they pull out of the project. They spent all this money. They still owe it. And yet now they're saying that the original power line, well, we didn't put it in the right place. It's got to go to East Lassen County because we didn't anticipate 15 years ago. So that's the problem with trying to get power through power lines.
Hey, Ed, we've got to take a quick break here. I mean, it's obvious you're very knowledgeable. We've got a lot of other people on the lines here, but thank you so much for your phone call. Hey, look, this is Carl Lindabad on Free Fire Radio, News Talk 1400 KQMS. Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here on News Talk 1400 KQMS. Hey, you know how you prepare your child for the first day of kindergarten? You bring them into this studio. They can become the teacher in here sometimes. Okay. We've got the people in here that are leading the opposition to the Transmission Agency of Northern California that's affecting our property and our neighbors up here. The big question is?
Well, the big question for me that I, you know, just sticks out is that Lisa, who is a landowner, was approached February 2nd that by March 2nd they were going to give her an offer on her property or do a right of way. Okay, now what I'm hearing from you is that Reading is going to spend $45 million for this project, and it's not coming out of the general fund, which means if it doesn't come out of the general fund, where do we get $45 million?
Yes, it's Reading Electric Utility is about 3% of this project, but 3% is $45 million. So are they going to raise your rates? And we're in hard economic times. People are barely keeping their power on, so let's raise the rates again. So.
Well, is this the $45 million, is it going to be coming from feds, or is it just that comes out of our budget someplace?
They've sold this as a renewable energy project to try and get some of the stimulus money. Mm-hmm. This is a $1.5 billion project. If they can't sell it as renewable, they may not get the stimulus money. But their part, definitely their part, is $45 million.
Okay. Martin, good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for waiting. What do you have, Martin?
Well, first of all, before I get to my question, I would just want to point out that the whole country is going to be paying for this if it's a stimulus money. Okay, and here we go. The Ready Report examines and rates all the projects currently planned in the state. It is obvious that the object of the report is to weed out projects that are uneconomical, not environmentally friendly, and not renewable. And Lassen doesn't rate environmentally, economically, and it has a fraction of the power potential as the top 50% of California CREZ sites as rated by the Ready report. Round Mountain 2 has a fraction of the power potential, and though it has some economic rating, it has very, very bad, like 25th out of 36 environmental rating. It's very clear that something unrelated to Ready is going on here. So my question is this project about intertied to coal energy or other out-of-state fossil fuels?
That's a good question. It's like the Lassen proposal, the tank proposal for Ravendale, was rated so poorly it didn't even come in on the original Ready report. And SMUD wrote a letter of protest, and they changed the rules and broke it into segments, so they let Round Mountain A come in as a geothermal site, which, by the way, in 2006 was determined not to be viable.
Hey, Martin, you're going to need to turn down your radio because we're getting feedback here. But, okay, now your question, though. Hello, Martin?
Okay, we can.
Okay,
continue.
The other thing, but Martin said is this a grab so that we can, you're going to see a lot of power coming through the lines based on fossil fuels, even though they're going after this as an environmental purpose?
Yeah, I think that may be a real possibility. At the original April meeting here in Reading, the question was asked, is this a renewable energy project or is it an intertie connect to Oregon or Nevada? And tank staff basically said that this is a renewable energy, is not an intertie. Yet the environmental company that is doing the EIS, EIR, on their webpage states that it is an intertie to California, northwestern Nevada, and the Pacific Northwest, and in it to enhance the California-Oregon intertie. So there's a little discrepancy in what we're being told.
Okay, now look, when we come back, I want to talk about the impact it's going to have on our neighbors. You know, it's one thing to say we need power. We do need power. I'm not going to argue that. Nobody here argues that. But we've got to figure out is existing lines, can that handle it? Is there, I mean, if the right of ways, can we put another tower up? Why do we need 680 miles of new towers that's going to practically destroy 6,000 families? Carl and DeBott, Free Fire Radio, News Talk 1400 KQMS.
Welcome back. It's Carl and Linda Bott here, Free Fire Radio, here on June 1st. This portion of the show is brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. Oh, they've got the best baubles in town, I'll tell you. Experts in watch repair and any kind of jewelry and gold. Take yourself there. Buy yourself a treat. Anyway, we've got an incredible showing going on here, and you know, there's just never enough time, but right now we have the experts on with something that you all need to know about. It's called TANC, Tank. So you might be at lunch today saying, have you heard about the Tank Project? Well, we're talking about it now.
Okay, so we've talked about the reasons for that they say they want to put the new power lines in. Let's talk about the economic cost it's going to have to our neighbors and to our community.
Okay, appreciate that question. There, you know, there are about 6,800 families that will be directly affected by this, but the spinoff of that is pretty wide. For example, if you have a home that has a power line that you will see from this, your property value will be significantly diminished, even if it doesn't go over your property, if you're just a neighbor to it. If this power line goes over your property, a realtor told us that 85% of your potential buyers will not even consider your property after that. And that does not even include the economic loss to the timber industry. It was estimated that the timber industry just from building the line would be a $5 million loss in timber value out there just from the construction of one line through the forest products area. And then you have your farmers, your ranchers, the visual quality, all these attributes of people out there that are being impacted that get nothing in return.
Well, I know. It's just, you know, the way we kind of got into this was friends of ours that ride with us said, you need to talk to somebody. You need to take this on, Carl and Linda, because this proposed power line is coming over their property. And that they were trying to do, you know, some work on their house to get a home equity loan. The banks wouldn't touch it until they find out where these lines are going, because if the lines do go across the property, the value of their house just dropped significantly. So, and so this is, I mean, this is not something that you kind of make up. This is not something that you think. This is things that you can take a look at. It values a property in the houses, and I think it's in black and white. So that's a problem.
Actually, Lisa, did you not say that all bank loans have stopped when it comes to the properties that are affected by the power lines until they've made the decision?
Yes, there's there are people who in the hard economic times are trying to refinance their homes and save their homes in the first place. Now with the project coming through, the banks are stopping their refinancing. They've appraised their property at some $180,000 lower, and so because of the appraisal drop because of the lines, they are not refinancing their property at this time.
Well, I'm sure many of our listeners right now are saying, what? we've never heard about this. What's going on? How can this be so covered up?
Well, the way it started was when I got my letter on March the 2nd, I started investigating and wondering what was going on. I talked to some of my neighbors. They hadn't heard about this project at all. They hadn't received a letter about the project. I was telling them about the scoping meetings. We went and started talking to other people, didn't receive a letter. In April, we went to the tank board with Ducks Unlimited, the Sierra Club, Yolo County, Cape Valley, groups, all these groups went there with Round Mountain and said, something's wrong here. People don't know about this project. Property owners were not notified. We requested they be sent a certified letter and that the scoping period be extended to May 31st. We got the first, and that was our first fight, just to get the comment period extended.
Now, from what I understand, the second thing that happened is when you went to the city council here in Reading to ask them about this, and you all showed up because there's so many people that are being impacted on this, and they wanted to know from the city council, how could you pass something like this without having like some kind of open discussion? And the city council's answer to that was, from now on, we will restrict the amount of free speech that we have prior to the meeting starting. And it went from, you know, everybody could talk to, I think it's 30 minutes now. And I can see part of the reasoning is the fact that we've got to get on. You know, people are going to be in here for 4 hours talking about one subject. We do have to find a way of getting beyond that. However, I really believe if this thing had been open for discussion before, just like this thing about the smoking, there may have been, you know, maybe a different outlook at the end from this.
Well, that's, you know, that the whole way the city government works down here, we're becoming more interested in, because their business has now become our business, because they want to basically take our land to accomplish their purposes. Found it really interesting that the proposal was put before the city council back in February of 5th, 2008, as a consent item, not as a open discussion.
Yeah, well, consent item just means that they vote on it, and with our city council, that if they rely on the staff, the staff doesn't like poke them in the eye with it, they're just going to consent with it. I'm not getting after the city council, but this thing is $45 million. I'd be interested to know, where does that money come from? Is it truly coming out of our budget that we're spending $45 million on this? And then again, there's only five electrical utilities that are involved with this, and ours is one of them. You know, this is too big not to have had open discussion. And I would really be interested to know from the mayor, is did anybody talk to Kurt Starman and Paul Huser about this?
Well, on the tank board, when we got the second extension for July 31st, Paul Hauser was the only one that voted against giving us an extra extension.
The head of Reading Electric Utilities voted against it?
He did not want people to have an extension to July 31st. He was the only holdout out of the five people, of the people who voted.
Really? Huh. Paul Hauser did that. The head of our Reading Electric Utility that said, well, we've had enough time, you know, even though it was late coming out. Now, what they're talking about is you used to have all the letters in and everybody, all the meetings by, what, the end of May, wasn't it?
First deadline was April 30th.
April 30th. So from the time at the end of February and they gave it out, you had 3 months to fight for your property and fight for your individual rights.
And then they extended to May 31st.
God bless them.
And that was only because we asked for certified letters.
Oh, of course. Randy, good morning.
Good morning. Hey, you know, this project is going to cost $1.5 billion, and the tank is obviously in the business of transmitting power. Supposedly, the reasons for all this is to get more renewables. So, has anybody looked into how much $1.5 billion would buy in like local, such as solar panels and just more localized energy generation?
Yeah, I think Rocky's going to answer this one.
One of our local people who crunches numbers did a study and figured that $1.5 billion would buy at least 250,000 solar roof units that could be selling power back to the grid. And so anyway, I haven't got the figures on that, but it come from a trustworthy source.
Well, let's talk about this. Let's say the $45 million that comes from REU could be used for the same thing. It could be used for renewable power right here in our city. since we're paying for it.
They could give a tax credit to homeowners to put solar panels on their roof, and they could also then give local jobs for putting in the solar panels.
Okay, now we're going to have to take a break here. We're going to come back. We're going to talk to alternatives to this. And Randy, thank you so much for your phone call. This is Carlin DeBott, Free Fire Radio, News Talk 1400 KQMS. Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here on News Talk 1400 KQMS. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, finest tobacco emporium west of the Mississippi, greatest walk-in humidor, and Espresso Joe's. I like the coffee there. I tell you what, you get coffee at Espresso Joe's, that's coffee, not the stuff you drink in other places. No. Frosty, don't take that. Personally, I've seen Frosty put four different types of coffee in our maker where I could take my 45, which I usually carry, and drop it in there, and it doesn't sink. 2143 Hilltop Drive, Joe and Shelley. Now, people have called and asked us about Tank. Tank, Transmission Agency, Northern California. They have a website, tanc.com, I think. Or U.S., but just look, if you just put in TANC in your computer, you can go right there. They want to build, or they want to put in a new easement for about 650 miles of new towers and power lines through the North State, and the proposal will touch about 6,080 families that own property here in the North State. It's not businesses, but families. So TANC US. Now, the other website is stoptank.com. Good. All right. Let's go back to let's go to the phones here first, and we'll go to alternatives. Stan, good morning.
Good morning. I had a couple of comments on the transparency of this thing. None of the counties were ever notified about this. Actually, Shasta County found out about it when we went down to talk to them, and they had not heard anything about this thing. So they haven't been real transparent on this thing. And also, I'm aware that none of the local tribes that are going to be affected by this thing have been notified to this point. They haven't received any notification. So they're not being real transparent about this thing. And I'd also like to comment on some alternatives as well. There was a bill, AB 811, that was passed, I believe it was in 2008, which allows the cities or counties to put in, have assessment districts where they would be able to fund low interest loans for fixed energy efficiency, things like solar panels, things like that. So there are loans available, would be loans available if the city of Redding or the Shasta County were to apply for these things. So they're basically a low interest kind of a loan that'd be easy enough for most people to get.
Well, I think you're right. But your big thing here is you're absolutely right. Where's the transparency on this? Why do we have our local citizens all of a sudden having to jump up and start fighting this? And due to the and then the government giving them 3 months to make comments on something that affects so many people in the North State. Thanks a lot, Ed, for your phone call. Okay, there is a question. What's the alternatives? What are some of the alternatives to doing this?
Well, there is co-location. We've talked to them about co-location with current lines. They state that they can't do that because of wildfires.
You mean like the wildfires we've been having for the last 4 or 5 years that burnt through 800 fires last year that we still had power?
And the 69,000 acres, or the 65,000 acres in the Fountain Fire that burned straight through with the wildfire.
Was there power lines around there?
Yes.
Oh, did they make it through the fires?
No, they didn't. during that fire, every the power station went down around Mountain, every line went out affecting, I believe, power all the way to Arizona.
But in a large wildfire, they're going to go down no matter what, co-located or not.
Okay, but so one of the things is if we'd had it, 50 miles away, that might have saved it.
50 miles is good.
Okay, but then again, that wouldn't be in our area here.
Right.
Rocky?
Another alternative is to go by the Ready Study, Renewable Energy Transmission Initiatives. They determine, let me quote this really quickly, there are relatively few cost-competitive resources located in Northern California, as the solar and wind resource in Northern California is poor relative to Southern California. Additionally, Northern California resources tend to be located in isolated areas away from the bulk transmission system, and the cost to interconnect these resources to the grid contributes to the poor economics. Now, that's from the who's who of transmission.
So your alternative then would be is that they put it down south and then and hook it down south where most of the people are anyway and run it up here.
And that's where all the solar and wind resources are at.
Well, it's not saying there can't be some up here, but why don't we trade them water for power?
That sounds good.
Okay. All right.
Okay. You know, for our listeners, what's conjuring up in my mind is remember the movie Aaron Brockovich, that there was so much stuff that was going on that just was never again transparent. We don't want that to happen here in our beautiful North State. Now, our other guest Steve, we were talking to you at the break about NIMBY. Could you kind of cover that, please?
Yeah, NIMBYism is a term that came up in a report from Tank, and let me quote this. It says Tank believes there are meaningful benefits that will result from the coordination of efforts of interested parties. And then they go on to say each new proposed large transmission facility is being met by increasing opposition from infrastructure opponents, NIMBYism, and other forces. A joint transmission planning process may provide a forum for overcoming these increasing obstacles to allow the development of necessary transmission
now,
projects.
Now, NIMBYism means not in my backyard, which was.
That's so, exactly what it is.
And so it's not just you're saying, hey, wait a minute, this affects me. Don't put it here. Put it someplace else. But I think, and we've got to take a break here, what we're going to come back in is you don't have to put it someplace else. Let's just put it in the existing area. And that way we don't have to build all these new lines and affect all these people. Why not just use existing towers or existing right-of-ways?
Except I do want to say real quickly that Round Mountain does not have that alternative because they will still put a 50-acre substation in our town that will devastate our town and ruin it.
And really quickly, we already have 22 large transmission lines in our community already. So to be calling NIMBY that we don't have them is a little inaccurate.
Right. Carl and DeBott, Free Fire Radio, News Talk, 1400 KQMS. Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here on News Talk 1400 KQMS. Our guests are Lisa Goza, Rocky Compton, and Steve Kearns. The reason they're here is we've had so many people come to us and say, Tank, the Transmission Agency of Northern California is not a good deal and is hurting our community. Okay, Lisa, quickly, what impact will this have, not just on the landowners, but on just the North State itself and our area up here?
Well, if you start up by Castle, it goes over the fish hatchery. It goes over the observatory.
I mean, the fish hatchery. So we've got like 500,000 volts of power going over the fish hatchery, so I'm sure that will help grow them.
It goes down through Round Mountain, which will devastate the community with all the major lines and a 50-acre substation. Goes through Oak Run, Millville, Cottonwood, over the livestock yard in Cottonwood.
It already kind of goes over there now, doesn't it? I mean,
It will
on the one edge of it or something.
But it will go directly over.
Okay. So you'll have your steaks will be cooked before you.
That's right.
Okay.
Then it goes down through the farmlands and the wetlands that Ducks Unlimited is protecting right now.
Hmm.
It goes through Cache Creek's million-dollar golf course and the tribal residences.
Oh.
It goes down through the orchards, which will be clear cut underneath the line, so the orchard people will lose their orchards.
Okay, now you said you can go on Google. That you can go on Google and you can get a map. But Google every 3 weeks they're changing the map, so it's really hard to decipher is my property going to be affected. What can we tell our listeners? Where do they go?
Yeah, the best you can do, unfortunately, is to go to the Tank website, and you can go down to Google, and you can pull up a Google map, and it has a yellow stripe of where the proposed study corridors are right now. But that, like you said, is changing almost weekly, and so if you type in your address, it doesn't come up accurately, so you've got to check where the line is and find your property. But again, they're changing these lines on a weekly basis, so we don't know. It's really hard to comment very effectively on what's going on.
And if it didn't affect you today, it may affect you tomorrow, so everybody needs to comment.
Sue, we got like 30 seconds.
Hello. Quick question. I must have misunderstood. I thought they said 680 miles or 650 miles and 6,800 families, or did they mean people?
No, no.
Because that's 100 families per mile. That's just not, that doesn't make sense.
Okay.
Thanks, bye.
Oh, yeah, thanks, Sue. That's a good question.
Yes, you're right. It is 600, about a little over 600 miles, and it is 6,800 property owners. And that's just in the basic proposal. That's not everybody that's affected.
Now, she's saying that's like 100 property owners per mile. And a lot of that spot out there is probably in wilderness. I mean, is it? So where did you get your numbers from? That's a good question.
It's their tank. Tank will tell you this.
Tank? Oh, that's numbers from Tank.
Yes. Wow. Tank will actually tell you this.
Okay. Thanks, Tank. Okay.
Tank is the government.
Tank is, of course, the transmission. I'm going to say it again. Transmission Agency of Northern California. Their website is TankUS. The Stop Tank Forces are stoptank.com. Hey, we'd like to really thank you all for being here today. This is not the only time you're going to be on. We believe in, you know, standing up for our individual rights and for our freedoms here. And something like this needs to be, you know, we need to have the sun shine on it. We need to have some light on it so that we can all discuss and we can really see what's best for us and not what's best for maybe our government. You know, what's best for the people? This government should be working for us and not against us. You know, the fact that it went into a consent calendar really irritates me. And I know it irritates at least one member of the city council, and it should irritate more. Perhaps we can get some people from the city council or maybe our Reading Electric Utility to come on and discuss with us why this is a good idea. In fact, we'd like to do that. We'd like to have Paul Hauser on to tell us why this is a good idea and why it's good for our North State. Carl and DeBott, Free Fire Radio. It's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
Sign up, let the sound take you away.